USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy. I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. A whistleblower complaint has been made official against President Donald Trump as he supposedly urged the new leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of Joe Biden. Trump is defending himself against the intelligence official's complaint. In a tweet this morning, Trump referred to a perfectly fine and routine conversation with Ukraine's leader. Nothing was said in any way that was wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit MakeItCount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The Pentagon confirmed some civilians were hit by drones while targeting the Islamic State. USA's Wendy King has details.
U.S. military forces in Afghanistan confirmed a drone strike on militant targets killed 30 pine nut farmers. Officials said the strike was intended to destroy a location that was used by Islamic State fighters. Officials in Nangarhar said that 40 people were also injured. The strike came after the Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack that killed at least 20 people and wounded 100 more at a government hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The first keg was tapped and the beer started flowing as the 186th Oktoberfest got underway in the southern German city of Munich. Even before the waitresses started bringing the beer mugs to customers at noon, festival grounds were so overcrowded that security guards allowed entry only for people with reservations in one of the beer tents. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Democratic candidate for the presidency has dropped out of the race. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, the latest to announce he's ending his campaign for the 2020 Democratic nomination.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign.
De Blasio had launched his campaign back in May, but it never really gained any traction, and most recently, polls were showing him stuck with just 1% support. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over 1 million apps so far. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.